What is interesting, however, is whether you need to give these drugs continuously. Mm. And there's some studies now which are starting to look at whether you can give them intermittently. And there's a European study up and running where they're giving AIs 9 months of the year and then stopping for 3 months. I'm not sure that I would have chosen that. I think I would have perhaps chosen 3 months on, 3 months off. But nonetheless, it's an intriguing and interesting study. And I think we'll see a bunch of studies coming forward now where you might get intermittent endocrine treatment to try and limit morbidities and improve toxicities in the longer term.
The other thing is the issue of sequencing, which I think has started to throw out a little bit in terms of, I think most people are pretty on board in terms of starting an AI up front as opposed to, quote, priming with tamoxifen, et cetera, et cetera. But there's still the big study out there, and one of the four arms of that study, of course, that looks at letrozole versus tamoxifen for 5 years, and then also looks at tamoxifen for a couple of years followed by letrozole, and then letrozole followed by tamoxifen. And that's the one that interests me. In a way, kind of reminds me a little bit of what you just talked about with intermittent therapy. What do you think about that?
I think that is quite interesting because, you know, you've got letrozole, which is, in the short term, will be bad for your bones and cause some arthralgias. And then you've got tamoxifen, which is coming along later, which will probably be better for your bones. I think it's an intriguing way around. And in the longer term, you wonder if you're, you know, we might be doing 5 years letrozole and 5 years tamoxifen. What we know from chemotherapy is switching the drugs is often better than continuing the same drug. So I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps in 10 years' time we are treating patients with sequences of drugs, but perhaps different sequences to the ones we've got just now.